I left home along with a friend of mine, inspired by those Bollywood movies, to become a don.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Major General VPS Bhakuni, an Indian Army veteran who at present is the CEO of Eagles Unbound and the SSP Sure Shot Academy. Hello, Major General Bhakuni. Welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. You have such an incredible and inspiring story, and I can't wait to hear the details of this journey. Tell us, where does this tale begin?
My first struggle was in sixth class when I moved from the village to the city. And this struggle was to learn Hindi because I used to speak Pahari. Also, I started learning ABCD in sixth class. So it was quite a struggle those days for me to speak in Hindi and also learn English. Can you believe I hated English? And in seventh class, can you imagine? There was a question, how old are you? The answer which I gave was, I am not old. When my teacher called me, insulted me in front of everyone, I was wondering, how can I be wrong? He had written, how old are you? I have said, I'm not old. Anyway, later on when I went home, my elder brother told me this was actually a wrong answer. So my hate for English increased. And by the time I was in 11th and 12th class, those days there was some movement taking place in Tamil Nadu, in South India against Hindi, and in the North against English. So I used to be always in every procession, every kind of talk, wherever the English is being opposed. This also had its repercussion later, I realized, because I loved English later. Because without this, I couldn't have become an officer in the armed forces.
And lots of individuals have taken the decision to shift their professions. What's your view on this?
I got 1 mark in physics and 10 marks in mathematics, I still remember. It was a big shock for me as well. So my teachers told me, you can't sit in the final exam because look at your absence report. You can't. Again, I was scared what to tell because I was staying alone, sometimes in hostel, sometimes in a rented accommodation, away from parents, nobody to look after. This newfound independence spoiled me completely. I couldn't handle it properly. And the result was, I left home along with a friend of mine, inspired by those Bollywood movies, to become a don. Somehow, my theme line was, either Desh Rakshak or Seed Bhakshak. So that fancy I took, ki I will earn a lot of money by, you know, smuggling, looting the rich people and help out the poor. But these are all dreams which are impracticable, I realized soon thereafter. So I left for Nepal. And let me tell you, this journey had a great role to play in my life. To cut the story short, not paying the bill for good about 7-8 days and telling the hotel owner, who was a retired Fauji, I still remember his name was Ram Singh, in Didihar Tehsil of Pitharagarh district, close to the Nepal border. One day, I threw the luggage from the third floor. My friend was below and we both ran away. He along with his servant pursued it. It was a hot chase for good about 6 to 7 hours. And ultimately, once we came to the road, he caught us. So it was a big fight, big humiliation. He literally took us to the police station, but again, we escaped. From there, 70 kilometers with my back on my pack and along with my friend, we walked the distance. And this distance of 70 kilometers walking, but not begging, but definitely stealing some fruits here and there, we survived. And I kept thinking, how can you have done a big mistake? It was easier to become a soldier and officer in the armed forces. So finally, I was able to join armed forces at the age of 17 years, 4 months. 28 September 1977 was my enrollment day.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Although our personality lies in the numerous ways we convey ourselves, often English is the language that people use to judge our personality. To overcome this hurdle, how did you improve your fluency in the language?
I was the only one who was speaking throughout in Hindi, whereas all colleagues in that group were speaking in good English. But I was confident, I was sure of myself, I was speaking sense, but my name was not called out when the conference took place. I failed. And that journey from Allahabad to Bhopal, I kept thinking, why did I fail? I consulted one of our officer. I still remember Major Joshi, who had been a GTO in Bhopal. I asked him, sir, this is what happened. Why did I fail? He talked to me for about half an hour. And he said, Bhakuni, if you cannot speak English, even the God cannot help you. Oh my God, this sentence again had a great impact on me. I came out from his home. I shouted, I love English. So can you believe a couple of people who opened their windows from left and right? So I came, and from there, that day, I stopped speaking in Hindi. Including, I still remember one of the instructor of mine, since I was speaking, trying to speak in English with him, he punished me very badly. Then I realized that I shouldn't do it too much. If my instructors don't understand English, I should not show off. So I made a kind of agenda for me that I have to speak to my colleagues, not to the instructors, because otherwise it is going to result into some bad blood. So next SSB came. I again cracked the CTS, and it was here in Bangalore. And when I went to the 70 SSB, I was fluent in English. And the same SSB, of which after 34 years, I became the president. And the same center of which I became the commandant after 34 years. And he interviewed me, the deputy president of 17 board. And in the end, he said, Bhakuni, you are from a village. You joined the army as a Jawan. I can see your record. How did you pick up this English? Oh my God, I knew I'm going to make it. He was really impressed by me. And obviously I passed the SSB. And after that, just I was a guest for 3-4 months. And my friends all were shocked and surprised. How come an apprentice who was to pass out after 3 years from apprentice training school is now going to the IME? And the thing which I had said in the first 3 months of joining, it happened exactly like that. So whatever you visualize, whatever you believe in life, whatever you can see in reality, in your dreams, guys, it comes true.
Even though there was nobody to guide you, you managed to make the right decisions and choose your path. What would be your advice to the listeners of this podcast?
And a lot of lessons to be learned, which I still keep close to my heart. In fact, the first lesson which I think every organization has to do, still I'm following as an entrepreneur now, that the most important thing in life is planning, preparation, and action. It has to be followed like that. Any project, any task, any mission has to be planned in detail. And after planning in detail, you have to prepare for it. And look at that. If you do not prepare, you cannot succeed. And that's what is action thereafter. Once you are sure of yourself, the action is to be done.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the 3 dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.